June 8th, 1805. It's on my heels again, making me pace, tripping my feet. I fall against the freshly whitewashed wall and allow death's passage. The dark angel won't stay away from my life. From the beginning, it pursued my bloodline. Everyone of African descent, swiping at the harbors, huts, and homes. No, it stretches a wing to a protected fort, high atop a mountain. I'm filled with fear, not merely for me, but for the Emperor and the new nation. The bright red and blue Madras scarf wrapping my braids has come loose. My hair drops to my shoulders. I focus on the wrinkles in my yellow muslin dress and smooth the pleated train falling at my back. I don't look the image of a dutiful wife, a regal empress, or anyone's proud sister or friend. What prayer does one offer the Virgin Mary for intercession, or Santa Louise for energy, when the heart is full of regret? Wanting to be anchored, wanting to be right, I embrace the wall. My fingers feel the roughness of the joints the plaster tries to hide. The truth always reveals itself and demands its pound of flesh. And I'm tired of being left to scrape the bottom of the soup pot and lifting an empty ladle. Can't pretend anymore. Can't forget the sins of others or mine. A large window in the outer wall of my fort allows the air to enter. The breeze is scented with pine and fresh earth excavated for the last fort to be built. La fin du monde, the end of the world. Calming, I force my eyes to acknowledge it's not a thick window, but a large loophole for firing a cannon. The 16-pounder that's been brought here mirrors the many that lie about the island I'd known as Saint-Domingue. Forged in bronze, the long barrel uses its strong shoulders, the trunnions, to balance on a cartwright's carriage. The wooden structure must be strong to bear a ton of weight. It's underappreciated how it helps the weapon aim and perform its calling. Craning my head in the direction of the cannon's bore, I wonder what our targets. This high in the sky, will its lead balls or grapeshot blast clouds or ghosts? Finding my strength, I move to the barrel and let my fingers thumb its worn cast crest. Can't read the Latin. I'm unsure which king could claim it or if his army tried to seize our land. Regal men rose and fell or changed alliances too quickly to remember. Too quickly to trust. Grasping the knob at the back, the rings that reinforce the heavy trunnions, I understand better that with all its power, the costs to maintain its strength overwhelm the soul. The scent of gunpowder lingers in the empty chamber. If I close my eyes, death will remind me of the faces lost. Those I've tended and fed, and still lost. It could all start again. Sin, war, murder. That's the prophecy the Duchess will use to coerce my agreement. I don't think she's wrong, but I'm loath to promise anything.